Michael Jenkins joining us.
Grab a mic, Mike.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, good. How's it going?
So, Mike, this is PFW in progress. We do this twice a week during the off season here in the Patriots, three times a week during the season.
He's got an Ohio State shirt on.
Yeah.
I do have one question. Why does it have to be the Ohio State?
That's what it says on the plaque outside of the university. It says the Ohio State University. I don't know who was the first to start saying it on TV, but that's what it says.
Were they confusing it with another Ohio State University?
Well, there is another
Ohio University.
Right, Ohio University. Yeah.
But it's not just that they say the Ohio State University. It's the Ohio State University.
Well, it's like how
there's
we say...
There's an air to it that's like, a little bit...
He knows.
It's like how we say Patriots football daily.
Right. You're right. Okay. You know, so and we like have an air thing. To it.
So how you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Doing good. Long day. A lot of hard work today. It's getting better.
How's it being a Patriot so far during this offseason?
It's been good. Guys working hard. It's been an easy transition with the guys and getting to know them. So still learning names, but it's been fun.
Now, how do you see your spot here? Because you know, Coach Belichick just said there's sort of a redo at the receiver position. Sort of guys are gone, guys are coming in. A lot of young guys, and you're kind of the old veteran, but you're also new in town. So how do you kind of deal with that?
Old guy. I call it more of a mature one.
Oh, sorry. Mature. You are experienced.
On paper, you are the most career productive receiver on the Patriots roster. You are.
I haven't looked at the stats and numbers
that's a
like
fact.
That.
That's a
but,
fact.
But I'll just come in just to work, do my part, and work hard and be consistent. And just let the chips fall where they may.
Have you started kind of getting comfortable with the playbook? And what are your initial thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. We've just barely dipped into it a little bit starting out. Of course, we'll get a lot more going the next couple of weeks going to OTAs. But, it's been pretty good so far, picking it up. Just like I said, we're just starting to really get into it. So we'll get our hands full coming up in a couple of weeks.
How much at this point in your career do you feel like it's your rookie year again because you're in a new place? Does that, do you feel like you have anything to prove at this point in your career?
Just kind of to myself, just to go out and perform at a high level. There's that rookie sense where, it's a new team, new area, new faces, getting that all over again. But, I kind of have like a little military background, my dad being in the Army, so I'm used to, moving around and adjusting and making the best of every situation.
Does that, in a way, rejuvenate you when you have to go somewhere new or start over again? Like, do you feel kind of like, does that sort of recharge you?
It can. Depending on how guys look at it. I look at it as, fresh start, new opportunity to go in and, kind of prove to myself and, other people, whoever, that I can still play. And, I still enjoy playing, so hopefully I can keep it going. But it should be fun. It should be fun going into camp, mini camps, competing, and seeing how things go.
I don't want to be Mr. Negativity, but I'm from New England. I'm a cynic.
No, he likes being Mr. Negativity.
A lot of receivers have come through here and struggled to get comfortable, build a rapport with Brady. Young guys, second, third round picks have kind of washed out quickly. Older guys, Joey Galloway and Chad Ochocinco. Are you aware of that, first of all? And what's your reaction to that? Are you a guy that generally says, I can learn any system, I can build a rapport with anybody? Or is there some trepidation? Gee, I wonder if I can fit in when they didn't.
No concerns. I never know. Well, you never know what's going on internally, why those guys struggled, may not. But I feel like I can come in and learn it and like I said, be consistent. So it's just doing your homework. You being a vet, taking the time to study, not feeling like you always have it because, obviously they're always changing and doing things to game plan. So just trying to stay ahead of the game and staying in it where you're not getting behind.
So what interaction have you had so far with Brady? I mean, have you talked at all with him about, what he looks for in his receivers or in his offense or anything like that?
No, just talking about bringing him up to Ohio State and showing him the campus. No, we haven't talked about any of that yet. So it's just been, working, throwing and lifting and getting better this offseason.
Did your college careers overlap at all?
Nah.
With Brady?
Brady left in what year did Brady?
2000.
Yeah. Well, your 99 was his last year.
Yeah, so. I got there in 2000.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you just missed him.
Yeah.
So as far as coaches, besides Harold, and Moses. Have you talked to, you know, Josh McDaniels or, you know, your receivers coach yet, and had any interaction with them, and have they, you know, kind of given you your assignments?
Oh, yeah.
To this point?
Yeah, we've had meetings, and we've had what they call coaching sessions, just working on little things right now, especially for the new guys like myself. And not really defining roles of what you're going to do, but just getting an overall sense of how they do things here, how the playbook works, how the cadence, how, you know, stuff like that. So just getting into it.
By the way, Adrian Peterson, your former teammate, says he's going to have 2,500 yards rushing this year. Reaction.
You know what? You know, I think Chris Johnson made something like that, and he ended up having, you know, a down year. But Adrian is—he's a different player. I mean, he—you know—being there with him and seeing how hard he works, he can do it. Last year, the first, you know, 4 or 5 games, he only had maybe 60 yards one game, 80 yards next game, and then boom, all of a sudden, you know, he was getting 150, 200 every game. So he feels like if he can do that from day one,
right?
He can get it, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. Mike, my last question, you know, just for Patriots fans to get to know you a little bit better, because we're all here trying to set a roster real early. Describe your game as a receiver. If you had to give your scouting report, tell me what kind of receiver you are.
Just dependable. Try to make every play, whether it's third down, first down, whatever it may be, blocking, mentally sound. So, not going to throw out no stats and all things like
that. I'm a perimeter guy. Yeah. I'm a guy that stretches the field. I can go up, you know, in the red zone and fight for the ball.
You know? You just try to be well-rounded, making plays in the red zone, making plays backed up, making plays on third down, like I said. Us all being able to interchange where, you know, maybe we're going to the slot and run a slot route. So I just try to be able to have all that to my game where I can do it.
How much do you use your size? Because around here, a lot of times, Deion Branch, Wes Welker, a lot of the successful receivers have not been big. How much do you use your size to your advantage on the field?
I try. If the ball's up in the air, I try to be the only one to come down with it, or, you know, it ends up being a PI. So I try to definitely take advantage of it. And of course, you got guys, smaller DBs that can jump and athletic as well, but try to use body positioning and things that, for my height, take advantage of.
How excited are you to work with Brady? Because, you know, nothing against Christian Ponder, but it's a young quarterback kind of trying to get his feet in the NFL. You had different quarterbacks in Atlanta a couple different times. You know, what is your thought process coming, you know, a Hall of Famer that you're trying to link up with?
Just do my job, because he definitely has a track record. Of course, you guys know he's one of the best. So just coming in and doing my job, and he's going to find the open guy.
Did you like his outfit at the Kentucky Derby?
I actually didn't see it. I just saw him getting mobbed. I saw the end where he was getting mobbed and hugged by the guys.
How typical is it, though? The guy's married to a supermodel. He wins Super Bowls. He goes to the Kentucky Derby, bets on the winner. I mean, come on, God. Give it some of us.
Can't he get a break?
Right.
He's living good.
But he did go to Michigan, so he's got that against him.
Yeah. I can't even say the name.
So you have a shirt, an Ohio State shirt. Who's on the shirt? You got.
Oh, it's Woody Hayes, right?
Woody,
all the way on the right, Archie Griffin,
yep, Archie,
Gordon Gee,
yep,
president, and Trestle, right?
Okay, because yeah.
Where's Urban? Urban doesn't get on the shirt yet.
No, not yet.
When you first walked in, I thought it was a South Park thing. All right, Michael, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Best of luck to you this year, and to the team as well. And you know, don't be a stranger. Anytime you want to come. Just hang out, hide from people. It's a good place to come.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Jenkins.
All right, thanks, guys.